Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Aradhanastrinandandai Vridham Yachai Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Trivyastra Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So Diti Mataji and I have an old connection before we even met, because in 1970, myself and a devotee named Mohanananda went to Dallas, Texas to open a temple there. Later I moved on to Houston, but later Aditya Mataji joined that Dallas temple. And she, in fact, she was a secretary for Mohanananda, and she's been immortalized in the Hare Krishna People film. If you remember that old film, when they're talking about the Gurukul, they show one lady coming into Mohanananda's office with a big file of papers for him to sign. That is Aditya Mataji. So we have this old connection from even before we met. Later, when I used to come for Mayapur Vrindavan Festival in late 70s, I always used to pass through Bombay. And we would always see Aditya Mataji. She was there, the secretary of Giriraj Maharaj. And later when I joined Vrindavan Temple, we had many opportunities to visit Vrindavan. And to me, Aditya Mataji was Bombay Temple personified. She was always there serving the devotees, serving Giriraj Maharaj. And later when Giriraj Maharaj, as he said, then she was serving in Prabhupada's quarters, so we'd always go to visit Prabhupada's quarters and we meet her there. So we always, whenever we went to Bombay, we always met Aditya Mataji. So she was, to me, she was Bombay Temple personified. And later she came here to Vrindavan, stayed here for many, many years, and she was loved by all of the devotees. And she was a very, very gentle soul. I can't remember ever hearing her speak any ill of any Vaishnava. She did her service and she was loved by all the devotees. So we, on this holy occasion, we pray that she will put in a good word with Prabhupada for all of us who are still left here behind. Sri Aditya Mataji ki. So next I'd like to ask Daddy Baksha make his offering.
Om Jnana Dimirandhasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshutam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpataru Vesya Kripa Sindhu Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashastra Desha Tarane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadhara Shivasadi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Shri Shri Aditya Mataji Golok Dham Yatra Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Aditya Mataji, just like Dinabandhu Prabhu told 1970, but I will tell that I When I was a pujari here, Vrindavan, but that time Giriraj Maharaj always coming to Vrindavan here and sitting, meeting the Prabhupada and sitting Prabhupada quarter and chanting japa, everything. And then he saw me, I am doing arati here very nicely, consistently. Then Maharaj, one day he called me. He said, you know, on the Bombay, that temple has opened, Radharas Bihari, you ever been? I said, no. You can come for darshan. I can invite you for darshan. Just come and visit. That is 1979, because 78 the temple has opened. Then I say, Maharaj, okay, I'll definitely come one day. Then after that, I went to Bombay. So then that time, because Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, the president, Parshunatma Prabhu, the vice president, Parvati Mataji, or Narottam, he was the head pujari here. I was working under him in 1975, opening the temple. So that time, Narottam also there, head pujari, Radharas Bihari. So then they not allowed to come here, Vrindavan. They say, oh, he's the best pujari in Vrindavan. We kept him here. Parshunatma take me in Giriraj Maharaj's office. But Giriraj Maharaj say, yeah, I invite him. So let him stay here. So so then Giriraj Maharaj said, let Dadivakshi stay here, and he told to Narottam, we'll give all the facility, whatever he require. He's the best pujari since from morning, evening I saw he's doing all the arati there in Vrindavan. So I want to that he should be Radharas Bihari pujari, this temple. The Parshunatma Bhai Spinan, he gave me all the facility, everything. So at that time, Parvati Mataji, all we are together there. I was pujari department. So Aditya Mataji was there. That she was serving on the secretary of Giriraj Maharaj, already the Dinabandhu Prabhu told. So she doing such a wonderful service, very humble, very namra, very, very sweet talking, no shouting, nothing. And that time, because Sridhar Maharaj is the life membership director, Giriraj Maharaj the temple president, and the Aditya Mataji, because that time was not computer, nothing, no laptop. She was, they have all the typewriters. There's a membership department also running there. So she, 5-6 girls on the membership department. So Aditya Mataji also head of that. She taking care of all the membership department and taking care of those girls to how to, you know, send a letter, everything. And then also Maharaj giving so much service for Aditya Mataji for typing his all the, he have a VIP donors, everything like Hinduja, all this, you know, Naji Desai, Andi Desai, all this devotee, Giriraj Maharaj cultivate them, Giriraj Maharaj make devotees. So Maharaj sending letter, giving so much service Aditya Mataji. So Aditya Mataji have also DTs, that small DT, Radharas Bihari. She kept her name. And she kept in the altar. Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj told, give the order, then you can kept your DT in the altar, Radharas Bihari temple. So she was keeping the altar. So because she have sometimes no time, she's very busy forgetting. Then she comes in DT room and knocking the door. Bolo Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So then she told me, Dadi Bhakti Prabhu, I am very busy today, Maharaj given so much for typing I have to do. So can you dress my DTs, take care, and she will show me all the boxes, jewelry, everything. So then plus I do temple DT also. Then also I have to do, Narottam said that you have to do Aditya's DT also. Then I do for Mataji DTs also, the puja, dressing, everything in Bombay. Evening time also like that. So she is very good, friendly, everything. Then after Prabhupada left, and then she taking care of Prabhupada quarter also. Very beautifully she decorated, so nicely. She's in charge of the Prabhupada quarter. Beginning she's in charge of the ladies ashram, was there, Giriraj Maharaj make ladies ashram. So Mataji also taking care of ladies ashram also, Aditya Mataji. So much service she did at Radharas Bihari temple, so much. She's considerably busy. So she decorated Prabhupada house also very nicely, everything. then once Sometimes she have a problem, maybe she was sick and something like that, and she told my wife, I have a problem, this, that. Then my wife said, okay, my Prabhuji, he can do for you Narsingh Havan and Sudarshan Havan, because I do that. Then, my wife called to Aditya Mataji in my house in Bombay and my flat, and my wife brought all the things. I do for her Narsingh Havan, for her personal for benefit, her personal problem to be solved. So then after I do everything, then she like to give me some dakshina. I said, I don't want dakshina, anything from you. So he said, without dakshina to give brahmana, so I will not get the punya. That punya will go to you only. No, I have money, you don't worry. So that punya will go to you only. So then I must give you something. Then she put it on envelope, I think maybe 500 rupees, something, whatever. Then she gives something to me. Then after, she was very happy for some time. Then she had problem solved, everything. So then after she came to for Vrindavan here, also here doing seva. So from there, Aditya Mataji is very nice to me. So I prayed to her. She went back to Godhead, back to home. Already Giriraj Maharaj gave a nice letter for her. So we are missing our god sisters. Actually, she is Indian citizen. She likes to stay in India. She not went to America, anywhere. She attached to Radharas Bihari, here Indian citizen. She have taken the also Indian citizens from Bombay. She tried that also. She get a success. So because and that things she wanted. Visa problems, and I did a puja for her just like here. So she's very happy was she's there, and then after she came to Vrindavan. When we are meeting her here, when I come here, she says always Hare Krishna, I say Hare Krishna. We're talking to, she's okay. She was very happy, very nice devotee. So we pray to her, Prabhupada have taken her to his kingdom to deva, do seva. So I pray to her to give me mercy. Shri Shri Aditya Mataji ki jaya. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So Aditya Mataji was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in January of 1973 in Dallas, Texas. And as Dinabandhu said, she was known as the secretary of Mohanananda at that time. So soon after that, Mohanananda was called to Bombay to help. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was the GBC. And when Mohanananda came here, I think he was the temple president for some time, Aditya came with him. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very happy because, as Prabhupada said, Bombay is his office. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj informed Prabhupada that now we have a good secretary here, her name is Aditya. And Prabhupada acknowledged that. He said, I'm very happy that finally you have a good secretary. And Aditya, she never told me what type of work she did beforehand, maybe Emery can tell us, but she was super excellent professional in all of her secretarial organizational work. What type of work did she do?
She was a professional secretary to a bank CEO.
Professional secretary to a bank CEO. So she came with so much knowledge. We were all kids. She was 13 years older than me. I met her when I was 23 years old in Bombay, and I always looked up to her because, first of all, she was older and she had skills that none of us had. So whenever we would go to Bombay with Prabhupada for visa problems, we would always be with Aditya, and we became very close friends there. And then after that, in 1978, after Srila Prabhupada disappeared, everything changed in ISKCON. Before that, Gopal Krishna Maharaj was the GBC for all of India, And all of the official work was done from Bombay. That was the head office of ISKCON. So we were all just satellite temples. Nobody was very well organized outside of Bombay because Aditya was there. She was the office for Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in all of India. So then they changed, they made new GBCs, they cut everything up, and we had to then set up an office here in Vrindavan. So I immediately contacted Aditya. We had no phones in those days, there was nothing. I wrote to her, please, Aditya, you have to come here. You have to train us how to set up an office here. So that Kartik, she spent 1 or 2 months here with us, and she trained me in everything, because I knew zero. It was very easy. I was a clean slate. She trained me from top to bottom how to set up the entire Gurukula, guest house, life membership, temple, everything that had to be set up here in Vrindavan. That was by the mercy of Aditya. We got file cabinets, we printed files, we got registers and forms and logs and everything that had to be done just Bombay style. She trained us. So I was so grateful to her. She was like my secretary guru. And we maintained that relationship all throughout our whole life together. So then she went back to Bombay, and also at that time, things changed in a different way in both Vrindavan and Bombay. They kicked out all the women. They said, only if you're a widow can you stay in these two places. So we had to instantly become widows, both of us. So she got to stay in Bombay, I got to stay here in Vrindavan, and we continued our relationship like that. I was constantly connecting with her. Because we only used typewriters then. I even asked her, well, do you press the caps on when you type ISKCON, or you just hold your finger down? I mean, every detail she taught me, how to do everything for ISKCON, you know. It was wonderful. I had a mother. So finally, after Giriraj Swami couldn't come in the country for about 8 years, she decided to come here, because she always wanted, everybody wants to serve in Vrindavan. She finally had an excuse. She came here and she served in the office with us, but that was, you know, she who was running everything to serve in the office was an insult. So then she switched over and she became the Gurukula secretary, which was more, she had her own office, she was able to set up things there nicely. But she was very sick when she was here. And because we had such a close relationship, most of our exchanges took place here in the temple. We would talk. And one morning, it was dark, it must have been before Mangalarti. She had been suffering from fever for weeks and weeks. And I felt so sorry for her, she just looked so sick. So over here, she was sitting or standing, and I came over to her and I just wanted to share with her. I said, Aditya, my experience here in Vrindavan is that when you're so sick, it means you have a deep attachment that you have to deal with. You have to face it, you have to resolve it, and then you'll get better. So then she started to cry. And she said, I miss my son so much. I love him so much, and I can't be with him. I can't live in America. I have to live in a temple. And he doesn't come to India. So this was what was making her physically sick. She missed her son so much. And then she explained to me that when she lived in Bombay, she used to write long letters, like 5-6-page letters to Emery, and put them in an envelope and give them to the treasurer, Ekanath. Every 15 days she would write these letters to Emery. Now, Ekanath, he felt that the letters were too heavy and he didn't want to spend the money on the stamps. So he would throw them out. And this went on for years. And all these years she hadn't heard from her son. And she couldn't understand why he wasn't writing to her. She was sending him all these letters. And one day she happened to go into Ekanath's office and saw her letter there in the dustbin. And then he admitted to her, no, I haven't been sending your letters to your son. And it broke her heart, just broke her heart. She loved her son so much. Even you were in the Gurukula for some time, right? In Dallas? Maybe a few days?
Just visiting.
So, despite her difficulties in her personal life, she gave up everything in Prabhupada's service. And there might be more letters, but I found one very significant letter that Aditya wrote to Prabhupada. This is February 4th, 1976. And we don't know what Aditya wrote to Prabhupada, but this was Prabhupada's response. The spirit soul is equal in either a man or a woman. One who is actually engaged in the service of Krishna, there is no such distinction as man or woman. In the Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, 1st verse, it is stated, Anashrita karma phalam karijam karma karoti ya sa sanyasi sa yogi cha na niragnir na chakriya. Bhagavad Gita 6.1. Anyone acting for Krishna, he is a sannyasi or a sannyasini. It is also stated, Striyo vaishyas tata sudras te piyanti param gatim. So spiritually, everyone is equal. But materially, a woman cannot be given sannyas. But you should not be bothered because you are serving on the spiritual platform. I hope this meets you well, your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Now, Aditya continued, even up to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, she was taken care of, and afterwards also, of course, she took care of Bombay Temple secretarial division just perfectly. She had so many assistants who she had trained over the years. And then finally, when she came here, it was more or less in a retired mode. She wasn't so active here. She was engaged in worshiping her deities and studying, just trying to absorb herself in Krishna consciousness. And everyone knew Aditya as so humble and quiet and respectful, very soft-spoken. But in psychology, there's something that the people who are very close to you, when you have anger, when you're frustrated with something, you take it out on the people closest to you. So fortunately, I was one of those people. And she would yell at me. She would accuse me of so many things that I would be afraid to go near her. And then she would yell at me, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And then a few months, and I'd stay away from her. I'm sorry, Mataji, I'm sorry. A few months later, she'd come to me and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you like that. So this was a continual process the last few years between Aditya and myself. I felt very honored because I knew she was, in old age, we all have difficulty. The body breaks down. Mental faculties also break down. We need help. We don't want to ask for help. Fortunately, she had Madan Gopal helping her and his family. But she was able to take it out on somebody, and I was the lucky person. And from the day I met her, because she was so much older than me and I had to take shelter of her so much, I was always thinking, because I was young, and for us, when you're in your 20s, anyone who's 30 or more, they're old. So any time I looked at Aditya, I would always think, and this is from the day I met her, up until the last day I saw her here, I would think to myself, am I going to be like that when I'm her age? And that was my mantra as soon as I saw her. So the last time I saw her was here. She was sitting outside of the devotee care office. She was trying to do some service to help the devotees there even, although she was so sick. She was sitting there, and I saw her so sick she could hardly sit even. And again, I thought, am I going to be like that when I'm 78? But any time, every 10 years, I would make a check. And we were never on the same wavelength, because we had different problems and different lifestyles. So I loved Aditya so dearly. She was my big sister. And I appreciate so much all that she did for Srila Prabhupada. And I didn't cry during all this time, but today, hearing Jayanilo Premadana, I miss her now so much. And I hope we meet again in the spiritual world of ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Jay.
I first met Aditya Mataji in 1974. I don't think most of you were even born by that time. Interesting. Anyway, so I met her, I had just come out of the hills of Kathmandu and have been a few days in Mayapur, and never was at any temple, so nobody knew who I was. But I was sitting in the fire sacrifice, getting initiated. And I saw on all the plates, I think there were 71 people getting initiated that time, there were neck beads. So apparently in those days, no one had neck beads unless they got initiated. So from behind me, one very sweet and gentle devotee, Mataji, picked up my beads from the plate and tied them around my neck. I didn't know who she was, and she couldn't have known who I was either, but she saw the need and she just did it. And later, when I met her again 3 years later in Bombay, when I couldn't renew my visa for Nairobi, I was given by Brahmananda to the service of Bombay because they had a nice ashram for women there. So I was put into the office because I knew how to type. So the office was this cramped, crowded place with lots of tables and filing cabinets. And I knew how to type, but I wasn't trained as a secretary. But Aditya was a professional. In fact, when Prabhupada decided that Bombay would be his office, they called Aditya to come, and they said, it'll only be for a few weeks. It was very austere there in those days. We didn't have like drinking water, we just drank the water. And that whatever prasadam we had, we ate the prasadam. The living conditions were kind of nice. I mean, I was used to pretty austere living because I was an educated bum on the road. Anyway, so I was in the office, and then I realized that she was the temple president's secretary, and she was also doing work for the BBT trustee and the GBC, who was Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So she spent most of her time doing work for Giriraj Swami, and then there was a lot of preaching also. She was like Giriraj Swami would arrange these preaching programs and we would all go. And somehow Mother Aditya was like a favorite of all the elderly wives of the richest people in India who were living in Bombay. So she would get called every now and again to go to their homes to have some kind of program, just, you know, to shoot the breeze, because they loved her. She was very well loved. Niskatao and all those people, the Birla people and the Apna people and all those, the Sajidi Witlal's family and all those people, Pranal Bogiwal. I don't even remember all their names. So, anyway, she was always so busy doing the secretarial work, but then she would go and have these programs. So, I had no idea of actually what it meant to be a secretary. And since she was a professional, she was called for 14 days, for a few days, and for a few weeks, and she stayed for 14 years. So, she taught me basically what I needed to know, and David Shakti explained how she was able to set up everything here all in one go in Vrindavan. So this is what she did with me. She taught me how to do filing, how to take dictation, how to do all these things. I didn't learn shorthand or anything, but I could write pretty fast. And then all of a sudden, like all half of her duties were given to me, because then I became the secretary for the GBC and the BBT trustee, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So just as most people from Bombay, when they think of Parvati, they have to think of Gopal Krishna Maharaj at the same time. Whenever you think of Giriraj Swami, you always think of Aditya, because she spent so many years doing this service there. Good times, bad times. She was very subservient, very submissive, very gracious. One of her best qualities, she was so gracious. And she had such integrity. She was a very prime example of what a Vaishnava is supposed to be. And she was naturally so wonderful. I spent some years serving with her. And was very austere. The two of us, that we were kind of, we needed extra kinds of prasadam because it just wasn't so good for our system. So we applied together. We applied to the temple for fruit, so we could have something in the morning, because it was so hard to eat what they had in the morning, which is supposed to last you all day, and we couldn't do that. So we were allotted 5 rupees each a week. that was for fruit to last us a week. So it was a little austere. But we managed, because at least the prices were cheaper at that time, and the rupee value was also less. So then when Prabhupada left, we didn't find out till the next morning. So by the arrangement of the BBT manager, 3 of us were left behind. He arranged for tickets for us and for Aditya. We just couldn't leave Aditya behind. We had to go with her to fly to Vrindavan to pay our last respects. And we stayed for a few days, and then we went back. And then when we went back, then we had to have full-on preparations for the opening. Now, just to step back a little bit, when Prabhupada was there, he was there for a few months in Bombay, because he wanted to make sure that the construction was going on. So Aditya would kind of look after his rooms. So Prabhupada asked her, "You will take care of my rooms?" He was very confident that she was a competent person to take care of his rooms, and that's what she did for many years. And she passed it on to me. And then when I left Bombay, somebody else did it. So, but still, Prabhupada was very, very confident that whatever she did would be successful, basically speaking, and that would be taken care of. And that's how she was. I left Bombay for a while, and when I returned, I came back and I resumed my service as secretary to Maharaj, who was a Maharaj now before it was a Prabhu. And Aditya and I shared an office. At first, we shared an office in the guest house, because by that time, you know, after that, when we opened the temple, I was there in the guest house, and then we shared an office there. To get ready, I should go back to the opening. The opening, there was a lot of work we had to do, so Aditya and I had to prepare a 2-page inside the Times of India newspaper. We had to write articles for all of that, leaving a little space for pictures. So the two of us did that, and Mukunda Maharaj arrived And I don't know if she had anything to do with it, but I know I was working on that little book, those two little booklets, Krishna Consciousness is Authorized and Krishna Consciousness is Indian Culture. She probably proofread it. I just typed it out. I think the half of the glorifications of Srila Prabhupada were actually written by Petitu Dharan, who traveled all over India getting them for glorifying his books. So I was in the office. We'd all moved over to the guest house because now everything was open. And so we shared an office. And then we moved into a different office and shared that office. And she was kind of in charge of training new secretaries to do different work like life membership, and she organized everything because the life membership began to be very, very more prominent for the preaching. Prabhupada said that if the people become members, then they will get sets of books and they will become devotees. So there was more emphasis on this kind of preaching. So, but the preaching needed some follow-up, and Aditya was so qualified as a secretary. She organized this whole mail-out system, which I suppose is now used in Vrindavan too. And at one point, she had just taken over kind of life member. Secretarial thing just to train all those girls and overlook things. And at one point, Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked her to transcribe a tape which was Prabhupada describing what we know as the drama as sin. And so he was describing the Hayagriva, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted it transcribed. So she did a lot of it, and then she said to me, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble understanding what Prabhupada is saying. It's really embarrassing. So then I looked at her and I thought, okay, I'll try. I filled in a few holes, but I also couldn't really understand too much of what Prabhupada was saying. Somebody else had to fill it in. So when we're doing office work, and then we go down to, we open up the Bhishma department. I was down there, and then there was one lady who was doing all the temple secretarial work, and then she had to leave. And then so she just stepped in there and took over and ran the whole temple. If there's a good secretary, they actually run everything, if any secretary will actually know. They control practically everything. So she had everything under control. And then there was a GBC meeting, and a new temple president was proposed because Giriraj Swami was not there. So he walked into that office where she was sitting. This lady who was called by Prabhupada to set up the office in Bombay and came in at an emergency some years later. He told her, I want this office, you have to get out of here in 24 hours. So Aditya, being Aditya, she didn't complain and she didn't argue, but she talked to me about it. And I saw she was kind of desperate. I mean, he didn't give her a place to go or any service to do after that. So I arranged some cartons for her to pack all the stuff up, and I moved her into my office, which was on the other side, between the two guest houses in that corridor. So the two of us were together, and nobody was giving her anything to do until Devaki Nandana realized Aditya is free. So he had her do his work. As I say, it was getting a lot more complicated because we were getting a lot more life members and we had to follow up on everything. So she organized that. That was very nice. And we still, both of us were doing all the correspondence for basically very, very prominent authorities in India. And there was a lot of things going on that were a little intense, but as Brahmananda told me one time, secretary means secret. So we kind of kept, we had to keep a lot of confidentiality, so many things going on. But one day we were sitting in the office, and as I say, she was a very gracious person, but this is as close as she ever came to sarcasm. She said, "One day, soon, they'll grow up." So, and then one day, actually, I forgot, there was one very humorous incident that she didn't want to leave Bombay. So she told Giriraj Swami, who was still then a brahmachari, I think, she told him, I want to stay and do a service in Bombay. I don't want to leave Bombay. In fact, when it was time to get visas, it was really hard to get her out to get her visas. So Giriraj Swami responded by saying, "Aditya, you are Bombay." And that's how it was. She was the central pivot point in Bombay. And then after some time, she moved to Vrindavan, and we kind of lost touch until I moved back in Vrindavan. And we kept in touch because I was a little closer in age than Devashakti to her, and we were kind of great friends. So half the time, as you may have noticed, I'm accident prone, so I'm half the year I'm homebound, so I would maintain my relationship with her by telephone, so once in a while. So the last year was like that, so I only saw her maybe a few months ago personally, and then we were on the phone for different things. She called me up and asked, when are they going to start the Prabhupada Katha classes again, because she really loved them. And I said, after some time. And she, I think she only left, she wanted to leave on Ekadasi. She wanted to leave on Ekadasi, and she left on Ekadasi. And by Krishna's arrangement, Madan Gopal was there looking after her, as he has for so many years. She needed to be looked after. She just always needed to be looked after, and very often, many years ago, she didn't find the right person to look after, and they would always take advantage of her. And she would be working for nothing. But Madan Gopal took care of her and looked after her, and she really needed it. And I would like at this time to thank him very much for taking such good care of her. So I myself, I'm very, very grateful that I have known such a person. And if anybody ever had any contact with her, you are blessed. She is very sorry that when you came to India, you couldn't have visited her a little more often, but what to do? That is, she never really complained about it. She just accepted whatever there was, and she was very sure that Krishna would take care of her, and Krishna always took care of her in some way or another. And the last person to take care of her was Krishna in the form of Madan Gopal Prabhu. Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada. All glories to Aditya Mataji.
I don't know if I'm necessarily ready for this, but I'll give it a try. I, of course, don't know her in the way that all the devotees know her. She was my mother after all. But her influence was very strong. She was not the dear, sweet person to me that you all seem to know. She was a very strong influence. When she went into Krishna consciousness, she had made a decision to go into the temple in San Diego. And we had begun arguing about it because I was a kid that lived on the streets. And she wanted to go in and have this wonderful life. And I just could not see it for the life of me. So while she made arrangements to go ahead and go into the temple, I made arrangements by sending a letter to my grandmother and asking for a plane ticket. So virtually on the day she decided to go into the temple, I received my plane ticket and went to the airport at 11 years old and flew to Boston, and that was our separation. This, what was said earlier about the strength of the spirit inside everybody was very true. The strength of her resolve and the strength of my resolve butted heads for the rest of our lives. And the reason it was so difficult was because India in those days was so remote, so difficult to get to, that a letter was all you could do. And for so many years, we received nothing. And it really hurt. And I didn't know of what she was in the temple and how she was conducting herself. I just knew from my point of view. But over the years, we did talk and we did meet. And the few times I came, actually I've been to India many times, but the few times I came and spent time with her, her influence was great. And the temple influence was great too. The ability to sit in the temples and to see life 180 degrees from the way life is in the West really did make an impact on me. I was not able to give myself and join the temple and, you know, make the full conversion. But it did make such an influence on me that I did go on to chase history and to study religion and to study about God in every way I could, including Krishna and the Vedas, and eventually even marrying an Indian girl and having a full family. That connection after marriage for me made it stronger for us to interact. It made it easier. But the bonds over the years were still broken, and it was still hard for us to both let go of that attachment and create a new bonding. She was a very good woman, and she had a very good life, and I don't doubt that. I'm sorry. I am? Excuse me. I'm very sorry that I wasn't a part of it more often. And I'm very thankful to Madan Gopal for helping her in her need.
Hare Krishna. मैं माता जी के विषय में ज़्यादा नहीं बोल पाऊँगा मैं बॉम्बे में 94 में 6 फ्लोर 61 रूम नंबर में था ब्रह्मचारी बिल्डिंग के आगे माताओं का आश्रम था तो उसी में माता जी रहती थी एक दिन की बात है मंदिर जब बंद हो गया तो माता जी आगे आगे जा रही थी और गिर पड़ी। मैं पीछे से आ रहे थे, देख रहे थे, मगर मैं डर रहा था क्या करूं। दोपहर के टाइम में कोई था भी नहीं, फिर भी मैं संकोच त्याग करके, लज्जा भय त्याग करके उनको उठाया और पानी उन्हें दिया। धीरे धीरे आहिस्ते आहिस्ते मेरे से घनिष्ठ होते गए। जब भी कहीं जाते थे, कुछ खरीदना होता था, कुछ लाना होता था, तो मंदिर में किसी को नहीं बोलते थे, मुझे बुलाते थे, साथ में लेके जाती थी। फिर किसी कारणवश मैं बॉम्बे मंदिर से 97 में वृंदावन में चले आए। फिर एक साल के बाद देख रहे कि यानी कि 98 में माता जी भी यहाँ चली आई। मैं बोला आप क्यों आ गई यहाँ? तो उन्होंने कही कि बेटा मैं तेरे बिना नहीं रह सकता, मेरा काम कौन करेगा, मेरे को सेवा कौन करेगा, तू यहाँ है इसलिए मैं चली आई। सो 97 में मेरा यहाँ दीक्षा हुआ है। तो फिर एक दिन बोली बेटा तो लाल कपड़े में रहेगा तो मेरा सेवा कौन करेगा? तो मैंने बोला कि नहीं, मैं तो शादी नहीं करूँगा, मेरे को ब्रह्मचारी रहना है। तो फिर दो 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 चांटा मारे गाल में। बोला नहीं, तुम्हें शादी करना ही पड़ेगा। देन उन्होंने कहा कि ठीक है, मैं तुम्हारे गुरु महाराज से बात करूंगा। देन महाराज जी मेरे को बुलाए और बोले कि मदन गोपाल जी अब तुम्हारे गृहस्थ जीवन में आने का समय आ गया। मैंने पूछा गुरु महाराज से, गुरु महाराज मैंने कौन सा अपराध किया, मुझे इतना बड़ा दंड दे रहे हैं? तो उन्होंने कहा कि ये पनिशमेंट नहीं है, तुम्हारे लिए आशीर्वाद है। तुम ब्रह्मचारी आदमी हो, कैसे माँ का सेवा कर पाओगे, इसलिए तुम्हें गृहस्थ जीवन में जाना है और तुम्हारी पत्नी उनकी सेवा करेगी। then 2001 में यहाँ पे महामन प्रभु जी प्रेसिडेंट थे। मैंने उनको अनुरोध किया कि प्रभु जी ऐसे ऐसे बात है क्या करें, तो उन्होंने कहा कि नहीं विवाह करना चाहिए। फिर हम दोनों पति पत्नी उनके सेवा करने लगे। तो उस समय मम्मी वहाँ रहती थी, ऊपर में गेस्ट हाउस के ऊपर महिला आश्रम है उसमें रहती थी। लेकिन वहाँ पे प्रॉब्लम ये थी कि वहाँ पे विंडोज नहीं है, धूप बहुत कम आती है, बाहर के हवा नहीं आती है। तो बोलती थी कि बेटा मेरे को यहाँ से नीचे जाना है। देन एक दिन हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज जी आए, उनको मैंने अनुरोध किया, उनको समझाया कि महाराज जी ऐसे ऐसे बात है, मम्मी को वहाँ तकलीफ हो रहा है और चढ़ भी नहीं पाती है, तो आप उनके लिए कुछ व्यवस्था कीजिए।
Then he told me to go back to Maharaj's cave and I requested to him and then I spoke to Maharaj about that.
महाराज बड़ा कृपालु हैं, महाराज जी ने फिर उनके लिए नीचे रूम की व्यवस्था किए। लेकिन एक बात के लिए मैं बहुत ही दुखी हूँ,
किस
स्पिरिचुअली शी वॉज वेरी हायर प्लेटफॉर्म, बट शी वॉज नॉट हैप्पी फॉर द मेटेरियल थिंग बॉडीली। मैंने देखा बराबर वो बीमार रहती थी।
I saw that always she was
sick. उनका बीमारी था ऑस्टियोपोरोसिस, हड्डी का बीमारी, प्रेकियस, डायबिटीज।
She was having different kind of disease.
तो उनके कुछ पैसा भी आता था, उस पैसे से अधिक पैसा उनके दवाई के पीछे चला जाता था।
Lot of money came to her.
फिर भी बहुत ही दयालु थी, किसी का दुख देख नहीं पाती थी और मेरे अनुपस्थिति में सबको मदद कर देती थी, पैसा दे देती थी, मेरे अनुपस्थिति में सबको मदद कर देती थी, पैसा दे देती थी। लेकिन एक बात से मैं बहुत सुखी भी हूँ कि कोई चीज गुप्त नहीं रखती थी, बाद में मेरे को बता देती थी कि बेटा ये पैसा मैं उनको दिया, ये पैसा उनको, ये मदद किया। मैंने बोला मम्मी इस तरीका से आप देते रहोगी तो आपका जब कब जरूरत पड़ेगा तो आपको कौन मदद करेगा। तो उन्होंने कहा कि कृष्ण बलराम मेरे गुरु जी हैं, गुरु महाराज हैं। ऐसे करते करते चलते रहा, बीमारी होते रहा, मैंने दवाई भी लाते रहे, खिलाते रहे, लेकिन कभी एलोपैथी दवाई नहीं खाती थी। बराबर प्रसादम हॉल से प्रसाद लेके आते थे। तो एक दिन बोली कि बेटा वहाँ से प्रसाद नहीं लाना। मैंने बोला क्यों? मैंने बोला क्यों नहीं लाना है? तो उन्होंने कही temple prasadam is very spicy, that is not good for me.
And she told me that temple prasadam is very spicy, it's not for me.
तो फिर मेरे धर्मपत्नी प्रसाद बनाना शुरू की, दोपहर में मैं खुद लेके देके जाता था।
Then my wife started cooking for her and in the afternoon I used to make prasadam for her mother.
जून महीने के 16 तारीख को मेरे को बोली बेटा मैं ये रूम में नहीं रह पा रहा हूँ। मुझे और कहीं ले चलो। तो उन्होंने रामा माता जी नाम करके एक रशियन माता जी है, उनसे बात की थी। रामा माता जी मेरे को बोली कि रशियन हॉस्टल में अंडरग्राउंड में एक रूम उनके लिए ठीक किया है, आप वहाँ ले चलो। तो मुझे बोली बेटा मैं रूम छोड़ के तो जा रही हूँ, अब ये रूम में नहीं आऊँगी, ये जितने सामान है तो अभी लेके जा। मैंने बोला कि मम्मी मेरे लिए सामान इम्पोर्टेंट नहीं है, मेरे लिए आप इम्पोर्टेंट हो। पहले आपको ठीक कर लूँ उसके बाद फिर सामान के लिए सोचूंगा। तो रशियन बिल्डिंग में गए तो वहाँ बीमार पड़े। दमयंती माता जी एक है यहाँ पे, उन्होंने बोली कि प्रभु जी लोही बाजार में श्यामा सौ की प्रभु हैं, वो बहुत अच्छा ट्रीटमेंट करते हैं, मैं 4 महीने से मलेरिया में सफर कर रहे थे तो उन्होंने मुझे ठीक किया। तो मैं मम्मी को वहाँ लेके गया, उन्होंने कहा कि इनका लीवर बिल्कुल डैमेज हो चुका है, फिर भी मैं हार्ट एंड शोल्डर क्रोसिस करता हूँ, 8 दिन के लिए दवा देता हूँ, ये खिला के देखो क्या होता है, उसके बाद फिर मैं आगे बढ़ूंगा। सत्रह तारीख को शाम को उल्टी करने लगी, तो मैं ब्रज हेल्थ केयर में ले गया एंड ब्रज हेल्थ केयर डॉक्टर बोला इनको एडमिशन का जरूरत है, उन्होंने गुस्सा हो गई, मेरे को बोली चल जल्दी यहाँ से लेके चल, मैंने बोला मामी ऐसा नहीं है, 2-4 दिन देख लेते हैं, ठीक हो जाओगी फिर लेके जाएंगे। उन्होंने कहा कि मैं तेरा माँ हूँ, मैं जो बोलता हूँ वो सुना करो, तो मैं उनको लेके चलाया, फिर लेके चले आए यहाँ रशियन बिल्डिंग में। अठारह तारीख को फिर उल्टी होने लगा, तो मैंने किसी एलोपैथी बड़े डॉक्टर को फोन करके पूछा, तो उन्होंने एक दवाई लिख के दिया कि ये खाओ उल्टी स्टॉप हो जाएगा, मैंने उल्टी वो दवाई दिया, उल्टी बंद हो गया। फिर 20 तारीख को सुबह एकादशी के दिन मेरे को पास में बैठाए, हम मेरे पीठी में हाथ रख के बोलने लगी, बेटा आज मैं चली जाऊंगी, आज मुझे किसी हॉस्पिटल में लेके नहीं जाना, और फिर पूछे इमरी आया, इमरी का कोई फोन आया, एमरी का कोई फोन आया, मैंने बोला मैंने फोन कर दिया लेकिन कोई प्रॉब्लम वहाँ आ रहा है, वीजा नहीं मिल रहा है, वो आ नहीं पा रहे हैं, फिर 20 तारीख को शाम के टाइम में मेरे को बोली कि बेटा मुझे टॉयलेट जाना है, मैं ले जाके उनको कमोड में बैठाया, 2 बार लैट्रिन गई उन्होंने, फिर उल्टी शुरू हुआ, इतना बड़ा बकेट में भर के उल्टी हुआ, काला काला निकला, मैं डर गया, मैं बोला अब मैं किसी भी कीमत में यहाँ नहीं रखूँगा, मैं हॉस्पिटल लेके ही जाऊँगा। साढ़े 7 बजे मैंने ब्रज हेल्थ केयर में ले गया, लेकिन वहाँ पे कोई डॉक्टर नहीं था, फिर मैं वहाँ से लेके गया रामकृष्ण मिशन, मैंने 2-4 आदमी से पूछा इमरजेंसी वर्ड किधर है, तो उन लोगों ने मदद किया, दिखाया वो इमरजेंसी वर्ड, वहाँ पे 2 डॉक्टर थे, जैसे ही लेके गए तो उनका नाक से सांस लेना बंद हो गया, मुंह से लेने लगे.
As soon as I took her to the emergency care, her breathing stopped from nose and she started breathing from her mouth.
मैंने डॉक्टर से अनुरोध किया हाथ जोड़ के, प्लीज मेरी माँ को ठीक कर दीजिए, देखिए क्या प्रॉब्लम है.
And I requested the doctor that please take care of my mother.
तो उन्होंने कहा कि अंतिम समय है, फिर भी हम प्रयास कर रहे हैं. और उन्हें ऑक्सीजन दिया, सेलाइन दिया, इंजेक्शन दिया. और ऑक्सीजन देने के बाद मैं सामने खड़ा था, जैसे मशीन से जैसे फोर्सली पानी फेंकते हैं उस टाइप का एक काला सा पानी के स्पॉट आके मेरे यहाँ लगा. She vomited on my body.
And she vomited.
तीन बार vomit किया, vomiting किया, उसके बाद मेरे मुंह पर ताके, मेरे हाथ उनके कंधे के सामने था, वो हाथ मेरे हाथ में दिए, उसके बाद ऐसे चल दिए.
And she vomited three times. She put her hand on my hand and she stood there.
मैं कान में महामंत्र बोला. आँख खुला हुआ था, मैंने आँख बंद कर दिया. फिर उनको लेके आए. फिर सुबह हम लोग उनका सत्कार किए. उन्होंने एक बार बताई थी कि प्रभुपाद जी ने लेटर लिख के दिया गिरिराज स्वामी को, मैं जब तक जीवित रहूंगी मेरे खाना पीना रहना कपड़ा लत्ता सब टेम्पल से मिलेंगे और 1,000 रुपया उनको हाथ खर्चा के लिए देंगे. प्रभुपाद जी ने ये लिखा है, ये कहा है. कभी ऐसा दिन नहीं था कि 64 माला नहीं करते थे. उन्होंने मुझे बहुत आध्यात्मिक शिक्षा दी है. आज उनके कृपा से मैं वृंदावन धाम में हूँ. उन्होंने इतना स्नेह दी, इतना प्रेम दी जो मेरे जन्मदायी माता भी नहीं दी है. इसलिए मुझे इतना दुख है. वो चली गई, उनके लिए दुख नहीं है, लेकिन दुख इस बात की है कि जो प्यार मुझे मिलता था, कुछ भी बात होते थे तुरंत फोन करते थे, मदन गोपाल जल्दी आ. कभी कभी हिंदी भी बोलती थी आधा आधा. कोई भी उनके गुरु भाई गुरु बहन आते थे, उनके सामने परिचय देती थी, ये मेरा बेटा है. मैंने बोला मम्मी आप इतना प्यार दे रहे हो, जब आप चले जाओगे मैं तो अकेला हो जाऊंगा, कौन देखेगा. तो उन्होंने कहा कि मेरे गुरु महाराज हैं, आपके गुरु महाराज हैं, कृष्ण बलराम हैं, वो देखेंगे. बहुत सारे स्टोरी मुझे सुनाती थी. कराची में गए जहां मुसलमानों की देश है,
उस जगह पे गुप्त रूप से उन्होंने प्रचार किए, सार्वभौम प्रभु को भी उन्होंने प्रीचिंग किया। दो माता जी थी वहाँ पे छोटी छोटी, 10 साल की 11 साल की, उनकी नाम जम्बुवती माता जी और तुलसी प्रिया माता जी, दोनों बहन थी, उन्होंने सेवा किया। उन्होंने खुद दिखाया भी, मुझे परिचय भी कराई थी कि इन दोनों ने हमको कराची में सेवा किया था। तुलसी प्रिया और एक दिन बताई थी, मेरे गुरु ने प्रॉमिस किया है कि आदिता मैं तुम्हें जरूर गोलोक वैकुंठ धाम ले जाऊंगा, तुम्हारे लिए दरवाजा खुला रहेगा। मैं उनके आत्मा के लिए शांति प्रार्थना करता हूं और भगवान से यही प्रार्थना करता हूँ वो जहाँ भी रहे सुखी रहे। मैं समाप्त कर रहा हूँ। हरे कृष्ण।